News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
As if prices weren't creeping high enough, there is a possibility that we will live in a world where there will no longer be stickers with a price saying how much your lamb of leg costs you. In actual fact, it'll end up being priced like airline seats. Jess Kelly is with us, our tech correspondent, to explain. This is dynamic pricing in retail.
Yeah, this is something that I only became aware of because a number of listeners got in touch with me to say, come here to me now. I was doing the food shop and I noticed by looking closely at the prices, as we're all told to do, that certain supermarkets have replaced the pieces of paper with prices in lieu of e-ink digital prices. So there are two supermarkets at the moment. So Lidl and Supervalu at the moment have swapped out the paper in favour of the e-ink. Now, instantly, we all get making tinfoil hats going, there's something going on here now. There's something bad here. What the supermarkets are saying is that there is no signs of dynamic pricing. There's no intention of introducing dynamic pricing. It's actually a technological innovation to make things like stock taking and legitimate price changes that bit easier. So rather than having to go around, and you see it sometimes when you're in the supermarket, people like swapping out the bits of paper with new deals or whatever it may be. Now with these e-ink displays, it can be done from a computer, a centralized computer in the office, whatever it may be, and the prices are rolled out. It then also helps apparently with stock taking. And the supermarkets are saying it reduces the amount of paper that they use as well.
Is there anything that legally prevents them from dynamic pricing though?
No. And this is what's really interesting. So we all, like, dynamic pricing, the concept of it has been around for yonks. Anybody who has gone to book a flight, you don't go through with the booking, you go through the next day and suddenly it's 20, 30, 40 quid, a bit more expensive. If you've booked a taxi in the last number of years on any of the apps, you'll now notice this surcharge, this it's a very busy time, so we're going to charge you an extra 5 quid. We're kind of not okay with it, but we're used to it.
This is the only way to get a taxi.
Obviously.
Sorry, we've checked everybody. Nobody can be arsed coming to pick you up.
For your 7 euro fare. Yeah, no, it's bananas. So there's a lot of focus on this in those sectors. We all, it kind of hit the headlines when Oasis gigs came around because Ticketmaster and the promoters were, and the band were found to have enabled this, which led to a whole host of investigations. But from what I can see, there's no definition of this dynamic pricing under Irish or EU legislation. There's been a lot of talk about it in the context of ticketing specifically, but what happens if and when other sectors then try to embrace it?
Well, can I ask on that? Because I was in the shops this weekend and I walked in to buy burger buns. I was not alone in this, as I discovered when I went in to buy burger buns. As soon as you go in, you go, ah, damn it. First sunny weekend, of course, everybody's after buying all the burger buns. Does that mean you could find a situation that as the stock begins to reduce, they go, Bundys are now 7 quid a pack?
Well, this is something that, again, there's a lot of talk about it. There's a lot of concern about it. This sort of e-ink pricing has been in use in the United States since 2024. And Senator Elizabeth Warren, at the time when it was being introduced, flagged that this is prime for price gouging in supermarkets. However, the pricing and the price wars within the supermarkets, they are regulated and there is a close eye kept on it. So, you know, for example, there's been a lot of talk in the last wee while that every supermarket has upped the price of milk or every supermarket has upped the price of butter. Everybody is watching that. So for them to do this, it would be a big, bold move. However, I could see down the line this becoming the thing, that exact scenario. You know, like we had 6 hours of sun there across the 3 days of the weekend.
It was glorious, Jess.
Oh, it was glorious. Those 6 hours, Anton.
Oh.
But you can imagine that sales of paddling pools or searches for sales of paddling pools went through the roof. If you were a smart business person, you'd absolutely lash another 20 quid onto the price of your paddling pools. What's fascinating is when you compare traditional retail.
Wasn't there a story about Michael O'Leary doing that with batteries? Didn't he run a shop? I don't think I'm besmirching him because I think he'd be quite proud of it, even if it isn't true. But wasn't the story that he would open on either on Christmas Day and flog batteries at a premium?
I mean, that's a genius idea.
That's the thing.
And this is what it comes down to. But what's really interesting is when you look at traditional physical retail versus online retail, Amazon has acknowledged, accepted and owned up to the fact that it changes prices 2.5 million times a day. So in my scenario of the paddling pool, if people went to their local hardware shop or wherever you get a paddling pool, you'd have paid what's on the label. But if you go to certain websites, i.e. Amazon, the price might have gone up significantly. That's why I do think there's certain websites, and we might talk about them again. There's one called Camel, Camel, Camel. I'm not going to say in Camel Chameleon, but it's Camel, Camel, Camels and the animal three times. But if you log... If you log a product, if you put a product link on Amazon into that website, it'll track if it goes up and down, and it'll send you an email when it's at the lowest price for 30 days. So if you're on the hunt for some of those big ticket items, it is worth doing.
Some of those Amazon price shifts are weird, though. You get these emails that say, that thing that you looked at 9 years ago, it's 12 cent cheaper. It's like this... just not enough.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I do know people who have kids, for example, and if they want, you know, those plasticky bibs, and maybe the kids in 3 to 6 months, and then they want 6 to 9 months, and they can put them in the cart and then keep a track on them. It's bananas, but it's worth doing.
Jess, as ever, thank you so much. That is News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly. Come.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.